It is a warm June afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Many spots have made it up into the 80s today. It's a little bit cooler across the far north where the clouds have been thicker through the day. So we are dealing with warm weather, but it's really not that humid. Dew points are running largely in the 50s right now, so that means that the humidity levels are quite low, especially considering how it usually gets pretty muggy when we have temperatures like this. It's just a little bit humid across the far south, basically for areas south of I-84, there's a touch of mugginess, but even there it's not that bad. That's going to change, though, coming up tonight. As a warm front comes into the area, that's going to be the leading edge of some more humid air. Right now, that humidity is lurking off to the south. So as the mugginess goes up tonight, it is going to be a little bit uncomfortable for sleeping, especially from the capital region on south. So you'll probably be on the fence if you want to use the air conditioner or maybe leave the windows open. So that'll be more of a personal preference. And as that more humid air comes in, there is going to be the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm, so don't be shocked if you are woken up early tomorrow morning by a few rumbles of thunder. And as we move into the day tomorrow, any early showers will quickly get out of here. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. It's going to be warm and rather humid tomorrow, so another warm day tomorrow, but the feel is going to be different because of that humidity, so it's going to feel like a July day. And as we go through the day, especially mid to late afternoon, there's the chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. It's not going to rain everywhere, and it's definitely not going to be a washout tomorrow. So much of the day is going to be fine, but as we often see this time of year in these warm and humid air masses, there's always that chance for a shower or thunderstorm to kind of pop up out of nowhere. And then on Saturday, a cold front will come through. The question mark on that is timing. How early in the day does that front come through? If it comes through first thing in the morning, the shower chances won't be too high, and the humidity will drop quickly during the day. If the front's delayed a little bit, then there's a better chance for some heavier thunderstorm activity, and of course the mugginess will stay up a little while longer. So that's something that we'll have to watch over the next couple of days. Sunday is going to feel like springtime once again. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, a low of 56 to 62. Tomorrow, warm and humid, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, a low of 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, patchy fog, muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, warm and humid, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, the chance of a passing shower or storm, patchy fog, lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, warm and humid, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s and 80s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and refreshing, a high of 68 to 76. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.